Hey everybody, welcome to Creepy Club.
Welcome.
Here are some results from the web.
Or we could try that again.
Google has joined us on the podcast.
Google has spoken.
Hey everybody, welcome to Creepy Club. I'm Rissa.
I'm Heidi.
And this is the podcast where we talk about true crime and ghosts and cryptids and conspiracy theories and aliens and cults.
Spooky stuff.
And yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Spooky, witchy, ghosty, murdery.
Very murdery.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Heidi.
Thanks, Rissa. Welcome back to you.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Although we're kind of only back for a shorter episode. We're
Indeed.
Still on a slight hiatus, but we thought we'd record an episode kind of talking about why we went on such a long unplanned hiatus. But first, we got two reviews while we were gone. One of them is our first 4-star review. And it has some, I think, constructive criticism to it. It's from...
It's directly aimed at me. Which is, it's fine. It's fine. I'm tough. I can take it.
It's from Miss Pix. She says, I mean, four stars is
still respectable.
Yeah. Miss Pix says, love this podcast. Only thing I would say is I wish they would get to the point a little faster and then stay on it. I love small asides from the main story, but these hosts tend to take it too far. I want to hear the story, not a sudden 10-minute rant on stop signs.
Okay, so guilty party, present, and 10 minutes on stop signs was probably brought to you by ADHD. So that's what I can, or possibly gin and tonic, hard to say.
Yep. We've got another one from Mad Sis Productions. She says, I don't know if it's a she, I'm sorry. They say, hey guys, I left a message on your Facebook, but I guess you don't check it very often. That's
I'm so
probably
sorry.
True. Sorry.
We've been ghosted, literally.
We've been away.
Wasn't on purpose.
Anyway, I really enjoyed your Nexium podcast, especially the part talking about Rick Ross. I actually had him as a guest on my podcast a couple of months ago. Well, that's great. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Your last podcast with Bree, I really enjoyed. Sounds like you guys need a generous benefactor for your show, smiley face.
Yes, absolutely. Still looking for that generous benefactor.
You guys definitely need to get her back on the show. Loved it and love learning the history. Keep up the great topics. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
And I appreciate the constructive criticism for the first one, too. We will take note. Try not to go on any tangents about stop signs.
No promises, but it's
no
noted.
No promises. All right, so those were the reviews.
Yes, thanks for taking the time to leave the reviews.
And also, thanks to everybody who's reached out to us on various social media platforms and in person to say that they missed the podcast and they wanted to come back. Like, we really appreciate that because we also missed it and wanted it to come back.
Agreed.
Yeah, and thanks for the, like, thanks for being here right now because you could have been like, fuck this podcast. They went on hiatus. I'm not going to listen to them anymore. But you didn't. You're here. You're listening to it right now.
It's a true story.
And we thank you for that. So I kind of wanted to just talk about a little bit about what was going on in my life to where I had to take 3 months off. I feel like I took 3 months off from my like whole life, not just the podcast.
That's fair. You had a lot going on.
Yeah. So it started with just being super busy working at Opera Theater. Also, if you hear a little bit of background noise, we have a little troublemaker kitty with us. Who's not Penny, which is unusual. But I'll get into that in a second. But anyway, so... started off with being super busy, and then, hey, Wadsworth, come here. Spoiler alert, it's Wadsworth.
Sir Wadsworth, who
We've
is
featured on the podcast before.
Yes, he has, and his mom was on the podcast, and I just posted a picture of him on Instagram.
Yep, go check that out. Creepy Club Podcast on Instagram. at Creepy Club Podcast. Sorry, it's been a while.
I think it's always at, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, so then I decided to split up with my longtime, turns out, husband. Nobody knew we were married, so if this is news to you, it's news to everyone. We'd been together for 10 years and married for 2 of those years, and I kind of learned that he was a narcissist and that it was sort of to a point where I felt like I was being emotionally abused, and I had to leave. And it was a really super hard time, and I kind of imploded a little bit. I started, like, not taking care of myself, basically, and unfortunately, this podcast was sort of the last thing on my mind. And, yeah, but everything is kind of evening out now. I've got a new boyfriend. His name's Kevin. He's super great. Heidi's met him. She approves.
I did. I met him over the... I quizzed him over the fence. The interview process is very serious.
Yeah. Yeah, and then meanwhile, so, you know, my ex moved out, and... Oh, and that's why you didn't hear intro and outro music, because I feel very strongly about making a change in that respect as well. And Emily, who you've heard on the podcast before, which episode was it? Was it the Six Flags? I forget.
I do too. That seems right.
I think it was Six Flags. Emily will correct me. We're just
going to say it was.
Yeah. But she moved in with me. She's my new roommate, and she brought her sweet little kitty Wadsworth. He's adorable and sweet, but he's also a bit of a troublemaker.
He's just very curious.
Yeah.
He's typical cat, unlike Penny, who's like a major couch potato.
Yeah. So, and the cats are currently separated because Penny does not like Wadsworth at the moment, but we're working on it.
Much like most of Penny's suitors, it's unrequited love.
Yeah.
Because my cat also is in love with Wadsworth. So
no,
my
Penny.
Yes, sorry, Penny. My cat is an indoor cat,
mm-hmm.
although he fully takes advantage if my hands are full and I can't, like, put my foot in the way without killing myself because there's, like, you know, I can't walk straight out the front door. I have to step down.
Yeah.
So it's tricky and I'm clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and then the little shit runs right out the door. And if I attempt to follow him, the closer I get, the further he goes. So I have learned it's best to just let him be, and he will come back usually in a very short period of time. Often, he goes to check out Penny in the window.
Yeah.
Because Penny's his girlfriend.
And when I come outside, he'll meow at me like, why aren't you letting me in my
right, like,
home?
Bitch, let me inside. And he's learned nothing. The last time he did this, it was pouring down rain. And he came in sad and soaking wet. And I was like, well, maybe now you'll stop doing that. Nope, did it again last night. And he is definitely, that is unauthorized activity. I'm a firm believer in an indoor cat. That is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I would like him to be around for a while. So, but he is microchipped and collared.
Yeah.
And I don't think he goes more than like 2 yards. He's just a real jackass about it. Just he gets in that giant bush in front of my house that if I attempted to go in, I'd pull back a stub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just have to like, I even tried the cat treats last night.
Yeah.
He came 2 inches from the front door and gave me the equivalent of the middle finger and walked right past me. I was like, you're a dick.
Yeah.
Good thing you're cute.
So, yeah, that's why I've been absent. And I guess sorry, but not really. I mean, I needed it. And I really appreciate you guys coming back and listening to us and on to this episode and to future episodes. Speaking of future episodes, we're going to do a relaunch on October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do another cute little countdown like we did for our first launch. And
we actually counted the days this time.
Yeah.
Like
last time we accidentally skipped a day somehow or something went
I don't
wrong.
Know.
Math is really hard.
Calendars are like calendar math is extra hard.
Yeah.
But we wrote it out this time. So zero is 10-1.
Like quadruple checked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll ask someone mathy to check just in case. But the 10-day countdown theoretically begins September 21st.
Yeah. So apologies that we're not starting back immediately, but we wanted to put a few episodes in the bank before we started again so that we're not...
No gaps in content.
Yeah, no gaps in content. We want to keep bringing you the creepy and spooky and scary, especially for the spooky season, which is happening.
Upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I had some things going too. I had knee surgery, which was...
Oh, yeah.
Fairly significant setback.
Yeah.
And then...
Did you have that before the hiatus?
Yeah, I think I had just had it or
yeah,
was just about
like
to
that.
Have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it took me down longer than I thought it would.
Yeah.
I'm still really recovering. I'm not back to my usual hiking alone in the woods creepy schedule like I like to do.
Right.
It's just taking longer than I would have, you know, I guess I'm older than I was the last time I had surgery on my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had some job changes. So now I'm living the freelance life and I'm mm-hmm. teaching. So that is it's been a big transition trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But not a bad thing. Just different.
Yeah.
But so we both have had
kind of big upheavals of our lives.
Yeah, just like, oh, crap. I feel like everything in my house got tossed and yeah. I had to sort the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My big giant husband is still present.
Still giant.
Yeah, we just celebrated 2 years.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thanks. I was out of town for his birthday and our anniversary. Like a nice wife.
Yeah.
I went to Hot Springs with girlfriends. I didn't realize I was going to be gone on we're like the most unromantic people ever, I swear. But we're both like, I would rather have us be nice every day than be nice one day a year. Not that it's not also nice to
yeah.
celebrate anniversaries, but our priority is on, you know, daily interaction.
Yeah.
And I also gave him a cold for his birthday. So.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Keith. A friend of mine has some foster kids with her, and I went over to help with the foster kids' hair, and one of the little cuties was climbing all over me like a jungle gym, and she sneezed, and in the creepiest fashion ever, I got like sneeze spray in my eye.
Ew.
And I was like, there's no coming back from that.
No.
Like, that is a direct hit. I am fucked.
Yeah.
So we went and saw his that was on a Friday. We went and saw his parents in Arkansas for their 75th and 80th birthday.
Oh, wow.
I know. And they can cut a rug. They totally tore it up at the Elks Lodge.
So cute.
So cute. Sunday on the way home, I was like, ugh, I don't feel so good.
Oh,
so it's
no.
like a 48-hour incubation period.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was starting to feel better, he was like, I don't think I feel good. I was like, oh, crap. I gave it to him. I was like, you might want to sleep on the futon for safety.
Yeah.
Like, just in case. So I left with some girlfriends on his birthday, like a nice wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sick. And then I came back and I was like, wait, today's our anniversary. Nailed it. We're totally nailing it. Oh, my God. But we're going to go celebrate this weekend. So.
Oh, good. What are you going to do?
We have a gift certificate to a fancy pizza place that a client gave to him.
Nice.
So we're going to go have fancy pizza. And then, I don't know, we do nerdy stuff like go to bookstores and...
Cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I don't know. The last couple dates we've gone on, we went to a drive through a large animal park.
That's cool.
Yeah, we went to Lone Elk Park.
And oh, yeah, I like that place.
I like to see if I can find the bison. I think that there are none there.
I've seen one.
I have seen them in the past. I've not seen them recently.
Yeah,
I'm starting to think it's a lie.
Maybe they migrated.
I have a harsh letter for the people at Lone Elk. I think it's a trick. But so, I don't know. We'll probably do something very us, like go pizza and a movie. But that's how we roll, man. We crazy.
I went disc golfing the other day.
I saw that on Facebook.
Date with my new boyfriend.
Did you go to Wilmore?
We did.
That's a really nice looking disc golf course.
It was cool. I felt really silly at first because I feel like I've always kind of judged disc golf and its people.
I don't know that I have any preconceived notions about disc golfers.
I don't know why. I mean, I just
it's
always
just frisbee and basketball combined,
and
right?
I'm also really bad at throwing a frisbee, so I just felt really silly to start out with. But then, like, learning the technique and, like, I don't know, it started to become fun. And then it's also just kind of like a hike in a park, like, with a goal, you know? Like, it was like,
yeah, it's always, the courses are always really nice because they're somewhat secluded. I stumbled onto the one at Wilmore because it's by the dog park.
Oh.
And I had taken the dogs who don't know how to dog properly, so we did not re-up our membership to the dog park because the Chihuahua just sits in my lap, which is not how you're supposed to dog at the dog park. And then her brother just frets and worries about her. So
they don't know how to do dog park.
They're dog park failures. So we just do play dates. Anyway, I had taken them because they didn't actually play at the park. I had taken them for a walk and I was like, oh, hey, this is a nice little secluded area. I could bring my camp chair here and chill. And then I was like, oh, it's a disc golf course. I noticed the baskets.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea how I knew that was what it was, because I knew.
I had no idea.
I don't know jack shit about sports.
Neither do I.
Like,
I mean,
nada.
Kevin's kind of a nerdy jock, so I'm like learning all about
he
sports
does not
and
look
things.
Jock to me at all.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying it's not true. I just wouldn't have pegged him as a jock.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Surprises abound. What are you gonna do?
He's gonna be thrilled that I talked this much about him on the podcast.
Well, I'm gonna talk about him more.
Hi, Kevin.
What's up, Kay? Special okay.
K. Nope. That's not happening.
I like it when I make myself snort.
So when we do launch again, we would love if our listeners could submit some more stories and things.
Yeah, what kind of spooky stuff's going on?
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you got?
Have you seen a ghost? Have you seen a UFO? Have you...
Do you know... Well, I hope that you have not been personally impacted by true crime, but if you have and you don't find it traumatizing to talk about, we would like to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any stories about ghosts in theaters? We love those. Or
creepy family stories.
Yeah.
Did you reno a house and find something in the wall?
Oh. Yeah.
I always think that would be really creepy but cool if you're like, I'm going to flip this old house.
Right.
And you take down the wall and you find the secret room or you find the box of trinkets. Well, I told you that one time when I lived in the house that was built in, I think it was built in 1920. I found a large matchbox, like the kind that you take camping.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a bunch of adult teeth in it, which I then promptly threw in the dumpster because I was like, what the fuck is this? And now I think I probably threw away evidence.
I think you probably threw away evidence of like home dentistry back in.
I don't.
Whenever that was okay.
I mean,
do.
Probably, but either way, it was in the fruit cellar or nearby the fruit cellar.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Y'all, Wadsworth, this dude has so much chill.
He's been sitting on my lap this whole time that we've been recording and just getting the most pets from me so that He won't walk across my keyboard and accidentally stop the recording.
Because he would
do that, totally.
In my next life, I want to be your cat.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
He is properly spoiled.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And he's got, you said he has some ragdoll in him, right? So he's just...
I think so. I mean, he's just...
He's way too chill to just be Siamese.
If you pick him up, he just kind of goes limp. And he just... You put him somewhere and he kind of just stays there. Like, Penny's like, no way. Don't touch me. Don't put... Like, she has to do things her own way. And Wadsworth is just like, whatever, I'm cool.
Well, and no offense to the Siamese cats, but they aren't really known for being super cuddly.
Yeah.
So that doesn't... My dad's ex-girlfriend had two Siamese cats, and they fully lived up to their stereotype. They were straight up bitchy.
Mm-hmm.
And they would hiss if people got near them. I was like, these are not... Why do you want these animals? They're not nice.
Yeah.
They're not nice. So, yes, we would like all your spooky, creepy, kooky stories.
And hell, tell us about your cat.
Yeah. We accept cat pictures. Well, really cute animal pictures.
Yeah, send us a picture of your cat listening to the podcast.
Or...
Or your dog.
Or your pet.
Or your pig.
Dressed in Halloween attire.
Oh my god, that would be amazing, yes.
Oh, we will put up a straight up photo gallery of pets in costumes. Like, if you send us photos of your pets in Halloween costumes, you bet your ass we'll make a photo gallery.
We'll use it in our countdown to our relaunch. Hell.
Hell yes. I want all the cats and witch hats. And ridiculous costumes. I'm bat super wings. Pro animal costume.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I want to put out a call for if do we have any listeners who are musicians? Would you like to write some intro and outro music for us? And we will plug your Bandcamp or whatever you use. What is it called? SoundCloud. We'll plug your shit if you want to make us some music.
A little spooky tune.
Yeah. Or if you know somebody that
I mean, they're what,
be
like
interested in that. We also
20
are not,
seconds.
We're not above
each way.
Shelling out a bit of cash for that as well. So if you or someone you know wants to write some cool spooky music for us, that would be amazing. You can email us at creepyclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Indeed.
Now, on to what I think is going to be super fun. We are going to try to organize a Creepy Club meetup.
Yay!
The very first one ever.
Sadly, cats will not be able to attend since it's outdoors.
Right.
Unless they're properly leash trained.
That's true. Or you have like a little like baby Bjorn for them.
Or like my friend Elizabeth has, the clear backpack.
Oh, the backpack, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. She took it to Hot Springs.
Do you have the info for the event pulled up? Because
I
sure don't.
Can you pronounce it? It is Autumn Fall Festival, but in Old Missouri French.
Fête de l'Autumn. That was my best attempt. I'm sorry to all the French people.
F-E with the hat. T-E. What's that called?
I think it's accent aigun.
Whatever. It's an E with a hat. T-E. DELAUTOMNE. And it's in Fertile, Missouri. So double down on the BC if you're not trying to make any babies. The honored families, which this is interesting, are Beckett and Borisseau, I suppose. I took French for about 5 seconds. So, and then I believe that this is Missouri French, which is not even the kind of French that I would have listened to.
What day is it?
It is Sunday. The festival is Sunday, October 6th, and grounds are open to the public from 10 to 4. There's a parking area on Cannon Mines Road with a shuttle service to the grounds, which is nice.
Why don't you read that URL so that people can... We'll post this on our meeting minutes.
Oh my God, the URL is a nightmare. Oh, never mind. Yeah,
We'll post the link on our meeting minutes, and we'll probably organize some sort of carpool or... if we know you personally, we'll organize a carpool. If not, meet us there.
I Googled Old Mines Fall Festival.
Yeah,
is how I find it.
You can do that too. But just keep an eye out on our social media, and we will put up details there. But we'd love to have you come out and meet us and have some delicious food and fall festival fun.
There are going to be chicken and dumplings, which is worth showing up for in itself. Some kind of fancy French pastry, sausage, roasting ears, which I'm assuming is corn, not pig.
I hope so.
And then there's live demonstrations, a trace your ancestors thing. So it's sort of a combo historical and food and music.
Yeah.
And so if you listen to the episode where we talked about Old Missouri French,
yeah,
this is a very unique experience and opportunity to hear a dialect that's nearly extinct.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then maybe since it's done at 4, maybe we can organize some sort of spooky ghost tour or something after that.
Ooh, we'll have to find out what's in the area. Maybe we could do a cemetery tour or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Maybe there's a Oddfellow Cemetery nearby.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll have to investigate.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that.
Yep. So the relaunch will officially be Tuesday, October 1st.
Yep. And then we will be weekly after that for the foreseeable future.
Yep, and I'll be kicking things off on October 1st, and we will take turns per usual, unless there's some pressing need to do otherwise.
Yep.
And we're going to start our fun 10-day countdown to October 1st on September 21st. So get us those animal costumed pictures ASAP.
If you have any ghost pictures or haunted house pictures, we accept those too.
We accept all the creepy things, except maybe clowns. I don't like clowns.
Yeah, no thank you.
No thanks on clowns. No Pennywise.
Yep. So, all right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this little mini episode. I thought we'd go over half an hour, but we sure haven't, and I still have to edit this thing, so.
I called it at 30 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. You can tweet us at Creepy Club Pod with your stories. I haven't done this in such a long time. I'm so out of practice. All right. If you have any stories or topic suggestions, you can tweet us at Creepy Club Pod, or you can email us at creepyclubpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/creepyclubpodcast. You can like us on Instagram at Creepy Club Podcast. You can follow me at Creepy Club Rissa. You can follow Heidi at Creepy Club Heidi. For our meeting minutes and for a link to the Autumn Festival, you can go to creepyclubpodcast.com. Also, we would love it if you would rate and review and subscribe to us on iTunes or any other platform that you can get your hands on.
And shout out to our fans and listeners in Australia.
Oh yeah,
thank you.
We just looked at our stats on our podcast host, and we have the first largest audience is in the United States, of course, but our second largest audience is in Australia. So hello to our creepsters down under.
What do you say, g'day mate or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure that's exactly what people really say.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Please feel free to write and tell me precisely why that's wrong.
Yeah, and if you live in Australia and you have some creepy stories about haunted places there, I'd love to hear about it, because I actually don't really know a whole lot about Australia.
I don't know.
And the
Are there
way.
Like ghosty kangaroos? That would be amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for sticking with us during our hiatus, and thank you for all your support. Shout out to
y'all, the best.
Everyone. We love you so much. And we'll see you on October 1st. Woo!
I can't yell because I have a cold.
Meeting adjourned.